I'm very pleased to be here this afternoon and in the dreaded Wednesday afternoon time slot, and appreciate those of you who stuck with us. Also pleased to be part of this wonderful set of presentations, exclusively now from the West Coast, but moving toward the Midwest and Cleveland, Ohio, on a topic very different than has been presented so far. And it involves the influence of public health spending and staffing on variations in process and outcome of food safety inspections done by local health departments. This says I have no relationships to disclose, but I actually should disclose that I have a 36-year relationship with my wife, a very fine relationship with my 5 children and 2 grandchildren, and an evolving relationship with my 84-year-old mother. The work that I'll be presenting today is done by RAPI, the Research Association for Public Health Improvement, Ohio's Public Health Practice-Based Research Network. Practice-based research networks are mechanisms of binding together different practice groups that can all contribute effort to make a robust approach to solving elucidating public health issues. The Ohio RAPI includes 125 different health departments in 88 counties, all of whom have participated in one of our studies or another, 7 academic graduate public health programs, 6 public health professional organizations, the Ohio Department of Health and the Ohio Public Health Training Center, all of whom have contributed to the work that I'll describe today. The purpose of this project is to use foodborne illness as an archetype, a public health archetype, to utilize a direct observational method to illuminate structure, process, and outcome of local health department role in foodborne illness prevention, investigation, and intervention. We'll be focusing on prevention today. As most of you in this room would know, food safety is one of the winnable battles described by the CDC. And I'm going to quickly go through methods. They have been previously presented. In addition to our direct observation using a validated protocol with strong inter-reader reliability, we have used data integration with the Ohio Annual Financial Report in order to investigate the public health spending issue. So in this particular study, which we affectionately refer to as DOLF, RAPI's younger brother, we have 7 academic programs. Each is a site for the study, and each program has 3 to 5 local health departments that they are relating to in the study, and 3 to 5 student observers who are trained to conduct these observations. These are our academic research sites, all in Ohio. Though some would say University of Cincinnati is partly in Kentucky, and that's probably accurate. This is a picture of our approach. Using the epidemiologic model of agent, host, and environment, we utilize data, existing data, I should say, observation and interview to look at prevention, investigation, and management, utilizing a Donabedian model of examining structure, process, and outcome. But at the center of this is complexity. One of the clearest things has been demonstrated by the presentations earlier today about public health is that we address an extreme of complexity in the work that we do. So our structural metrics include the jurisdictional size, the type of health department, financing within the health department, and staffing in the health department. Some of our process metrics include how much time the sanitarian spends checking in. We have a thoroughness index based on 31 possible observations. How many episodes of food safety education occurred during the inspection, food safety advice, effectiveness of checkout as measured by the bullet points you see here, and the amount of time spent in checkout. We also examined characteristics of the sanitarians, RS for registered sanitarians, and you can see the contributions to the professional behavior. We looked at job demands among the sanitarians, pattern of negative interaction with what is referred to as the PIC, or person in charge of the food service establishment. We looked at PICQRS, PIC questioning of the registered sanitarian, sanitarian's attitudes towards PIC that were discerned prior to our study. Our outcome metrics for food safety inspection include the number of violations cited, the number of critical violations, the number of verbal corrections. Verbal corrections differ from violations in that it's a problem that the sanitarian notes, but rather than citing it, the sanitarian gives instructions on how to correct. Often verbal corrections occur at the time of the food safety inspection. But are looked at as a less effective approach than violations, because subsequent inspectors then have no mechanism of knowing that this was a problem previously. Finally, we look at a 5-year average of foodborne outbreaks on a per capita basis, and we'll talk a little bit about the dilemma of that metric later. So our results include characteristics of our local health departments. Most of our inspections took place in large jurisdiction health departments, and FSEs that are served by large jurisdiction health departments, county structure, per capita budget. You'll see the distribution here, and the staffing of the health department, you'll see the distribution there. The food service establishments that were inspected are primarily risk categories 3 and 4. In other words, the highest risk categories, the lowest risk categories, we had virtually unrepresented in our group. This is a picture of the different types of food service establishments we looked at, including both local and national franchise restaurants, fast food restaurants, local restaurants, grocery, corner store, gas stations, and institutional like nursing homes, medical facilities. Seating capacity is illustrated here, and most of our inspections were done, our largest category rather was in the more than 50 seating capacity. So this is a look at a table that I'll pause on only briefly because it's virtually unreadable here. I include it so that if anybody is interested in having the presentation, you can look at it in more detail. But what I've done is to produce these tables and then give key findings verbally following the tables. So violations on a local health department structural basis were most common, or the highest number of them were in the larger jurisdictions. The fewest violations, and these are all statistically significant differences, were in county health departments with a lower per capita budget, yet with higher levels of registered sanitarian equivalents. It is good news to hear that critical violations actually varied little. So while there was a difference in the number of total violations, the most important of those violations really wasn't statistically different across the different structural components of local health departments. Verbal corrections are generally inverse with violations. So if you write more violations, you have fewer verbal corrections and vice versa. County health departments and medium FTE health departments had more verbal corrections, but most importantly, verbal corrections occurred more often in health departments that had lower per capita budget. Foodborne outbreaks, and this again is the per capita 5-year average, occurred more often in larger jurisdictions, in city health departments, and with lower total budget. The fewest foodborne outbreaks occurred in the medium per capita budget group, and lowest local health department and RSFDE. So you can see some of these factors seem to be conflicting. Again, the summary of the Big picture, this table looks at the relationship between structure and process, so the structure of the local health departments and the process used by the sanitarians. Again, good news is that there was little or no difference in food safety education and advice, regardless of whether it was a large health department or small, large jurisdiction or small, no matter how many sanitarians or full-time equivalents were present, food safety education and advice were prominently given. However, the thoroughness of the inspection was greater in local health and county LHDs with a higher total budget, but ironically with a lower per capita budget, and with a medium in the medium group of full-time equivalents. Check-in and check-out time, a lot of variation. Less time was spent with lower per capita budget and fewer personnel. Check-out effectiveness was best in large and small jurisdictions, county and combined health departments, low and high per capita budget groups, high total budget, and more LHD NRS staff. This table examines the relationship between the sanitarian behaviors and characteristics with health department structure. Professional behavior was highest among city health departments with lower total budgets and higher per capita budgets, worse in medium-sized health departments. Competing demands were most in city health departments with a low total budget, low health department, and RSFTE. And competing demands were fewest in large jurisdictions and low per capita budget. Negative attitudes towards PICs were most in combined health departments and with low total budgets, fewest negative attitudes with low per capita budget, and you can see the rest. Negative pattern of interaction, most as listed in our bullet points here, and the fewest negative patterns of interactions with the medium-sized health departments. Now we're looking at process and outcomes, and here you'll see that more violations, critical violations, and verbal corrections were all related to greater thoroughness, more food safety education, more food safety advice, effective checkout and checkout time. This is great affirmation of the work done by our sanitarians, recognizing that these characteristics are all more necessary when more problems are noted in the health departments. We did, and I haven't talked about it in this presentation, but use a proxy for satisfaction of whether the PIC thanked the sanitarian at the end of the visit, and that thank you was more was related to greater thoroughness and more time spent in check-in. Foodborne outbreaks were more highly correlated with food safety education. Finally, this looks at the RS behavior as it relates to outcomes. Negative attitudes about the PIC were related to more violations, negative patterns of interaction related to critical violations, verbal corrections, and foodborne outbreaks. Competing demands were related to fewer violations being given and more verbal corrections being given. PIC questioning the sanitarian happened more often, not surprisingly, when there are more violations or critical violations and more foodborne outbreaks. Limitations of this approach involve that it is a convenient sample. We are still in the process of finishing our analysis. It is a complex and interrelated data set, involves a novel methodology in public health that requires replication, the question of whether the student influenced the sanitarian actions is a legitimate question. About 7% of the inspections, the sanitarian did relate that they felt their actions may have been influenced by having a student observer present. Strengths include good inter-rater reliability with our observational protocol, a unique public health approach that's being applied from primary care, where observational research has been an important mechanism to establish the value of primary care in issues like patient-centered medical homes. There is detailed data available, geographic spread across the state of Ohio, and the ability to combine our original data collection with publicly available data. The intent of observational studies is to decrease error variation such that these independent observations are much more likely to be accurate than if we were to do a survey of the sanitarians asking how often this issue or that issue was present. That self-report, as we all know, does influence what happens. So the story that comes from this study is that it matters not just it doesn't just matter what we do, but how we do what we do. There are differences that are based on jurisdictional size, health department type, with medium-sized jurisdictions and combined health departments consistently performing best. There is an inverse relationship between violations and verbal corrections. There is less variation with critical violations, as I noted earlier. Verbal corrections are used when fewer resources are present, likely as a shortcut to make their inspections more efficient, but whether it makes them less effective remains an open question. It is difficult to interpret foodborne outbreak as an outcome because we don't know whether a higher number of foodborne outbreaks represents a better detection of those outbreaks when they occur or having more foodborne outbreaks is a sign of a less effective prevention system. Competing demands decrease effectiveness when violations are present. More education, advice, and checkout occur. Negative attitudes and behaviors are associated with more problems. And there are mixed and paradoxical findings related to public health spending process and outcome that imply lower resource health departments struggle to perform effectively, but at times outperform higher resourced programs. Excuse me, Mr. Osborne, may I be excused? My brain is full. At this point in this conference, I think all of our brains are full. I appreciate your attention and happy to answer questions with the rest of the speakers.